Hello and welcome once again as we're in our final study of the week in 2 Timothy chapter 2. Let's look to the Lord in prayer. Father, we come before you in the name of thy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for who he is and what he has done, what he will do, Father, as we see the word of God tells us that all judgment has been committed unto the Son. We trust and know that he is a righteous judge. And Father, that he will do that which is right. We think of the words in Genesis, will not the judge of this earth do right. So we know, Father, that you have not only given us opportunity to know thee in a personal way, Father, that we would not spend eternity separated from you, but also you have become our Father, that we could say Abba Father, that we can dwell with you for eternity, if we only trust Christ as our Savior in reality in our heart. So we just pray that those listening today truly know Christ as their Savior. And Father, that the word spoken today may be of edification and teaching to those that are saved. We pray in Christ's name. Amen. 2 Timothy, again, we're in chapter 2. We have looked at some of the 8 descriptions of a believer in this chapter, one being the fact that Paul told Timothy that called him a son, a child in the faith, to be strong. He also mentioned that he should be a teacher, that he should teach others, to be able to pass on the word of God to faithful men, to ones that are competent to teach others, pass it on from generation to generation. We saw as well Paul said to Timothy that he needed to be a good soldier of Jesus Christ. We saw also that he needed to be striving as an athlete in a race to strive for mastery. We saw also that as a farmer or a husbandman, that Paul spoke to Timothy about laboring in the Lord's field, and that is a privilege. Now we see, as we've gone through some verses that lead up to the next description of a believer, which we will, Lord willing, look at that description the next time I'm with you, the next week that I'm with you, and that next description is verse 15, speaking of a workman. In the preceding verses, let's begin today at verse 10, therefore I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. Verse 11. Notice here one of the 5 faithful sayings that Paul mentions in these 3 books of 1st and 2nd Timothy and Titus. Here we see one of the 5 faithful sayings, or a true saying. It is a faithful saying in verse 11. For if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful. He cannot deny himself. Now here, we need to clarify from the outset, one of these 5 faithful sayings, as we noted in 1 Timothy chapter 1, that there the faithful saying is pertaining to salvation. This is a faithful saying, and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. There we see the faithful saying is speaking of that worthy saying that's worthy of all acceptance. The fact of the very gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, the good news that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Paul said, of whom I am chief. That must be the attitude of anyone that would come to Christ in faith, come to him truly believing in their heart, that they, as far as God is concerned, they are the chiefest of sinners. My friend, have you ever considered yourself as the chiefest of sinners? Have you ever considered yourself as Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God? You cannot be saved eternally until you see yourself lost. That's the problem of much of this world today, even among what we say is religious people. We see ones, multitudes, that go to a local church even each Sunday. They call themselves a church member for decades and decades. They're told from the platform, follow this, that, and the other. Be a good person. Nothing said of being born again. Nothing said of acknowledging your sin before a holy, righteous God. Nothing said of the shed blood of Christ, but just be good people. And if you go to this place, then surely we'll all go to heaven. My friend, the word of God is clear that you must consider yourself and agree with God. That is true confession. You must consider yourself a sinner, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Then, once you see yourself lost, and you accept the answer to the sin problem, which is the Lord Jesus Christ, then, if you believe in thine heart, thou shalt be saved. Confess it with your mouth, but believe it in thine heart, as we see in Romans 10 and 9. But now, as we see that faithful saying, just as a sample of these five faithful sayings in 1st and 2nd Timothy and Titus, as we go back to our portion, 2nd Timothy chapter 2, this is a very interesting little portion here, as we see in verses 11 and 12 and 13. We note first in verse 11, for if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. So there, it's speaking of our eternal destiny. If you would turn to Romans, there it's speaking if we be dead with him. That's a position. You turn to Romans chapter 6, verse 8. Now if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more. Death hath no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once, but in that he liveth unto God. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So we see here that positionally, we died with Christ. If we turn over to Colossians chapter 3, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on the things above, not on things on the earth, for ye are dead. Your life is hid with Christ in God. We are dead. Our old man has died positionally. Oh, we know practically he'll raise that ugly head of his and cause his problems, and that sin nature comes up and shows itself. But positionally, when we have been saved, then the old man is dead and we have been risen with Christ. When he, as we see in the picture of his death and his resurrection on the third day, that is us as believers. We died to sin and we have been risen in Christ when we accept him as our Savior. So back to 2 Timothy chapter 2, for if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. So it's clear that by faith in Christ, we shall live with him. But, verse 12, if we suffer, we shall also reign with him. Here is a point of quite a bit of interest. We can see that our eternal destiny is secure, that if we're saved, we will live with him. But here it brings up the question of whether we endure with him, suffer with him. Again, as we mentioned the other day, that the word endure, as far as the Greek rendering of it, is mentioned around six times in this book of 2 Timothy, in chapter 2 primarily. And we see here, if we endure or suffer, we shall also reign with him. We see there that there seems to be a basis of reigning with him. Although our eternal destiny is secure when we have faith in Christ as our Savior, the fact of whether we will reign with him may be a different matter. Let's turn over to Luke chapter 19, and we see here a parable And in the parable, verse 11, is speaking of the 10 pounds. We see a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive of himself a kingdom and to return. And he called his 10 servants and delivered them 10 pounds and said unto them, occupy till I come. And he goes on, and we see on down into verse 16, then came the first saying, Lord, thy pound hath gained 10 pounds. He said unto him, well, thy good servant, because thou hast been faithful in a very little, have thou authority over 10 cities. The second came saying, Lord, thy pound hath gained 5 pounds. And he said likewise to him, be thou also over 5 cities. It goes on to say in verse 22, I, out of thy own mouth will I judge thee, thou wicked servant. As we see, the third one was one that had laid up in a napkin the pound that he had been given. So we see a comparison of these three in Luke 19. We could consider that as a possible answer of 2 Timothy, as we see here that we are safe and secure in Christ as far as if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. But then in verse 12, we see the consideration of reigning with him. The one that is found faithful, we see that the one that was faithful the most in that parable was made ruler over 10 cities. Perhaps in the millennial reign of Christ, those that are considered faithful, we may be rulers over different cities at different amounts, different degrees. We notice in that parable that one was not ruler over 10 cities, but over 5 cities. The other one was a slothful steward of what he had been given. He did not get to rule at all. Now we see that the possibility here, and I don't want to be dogmatic, is why I say the possibility is that our reigning depends on our faithfulness as a servant of Christ. Yes, our eternal destiny is secure in Christ in his finished work. But yet, when it comes to our reigning with him, let us be faithful. As we mentioned just in previous days, as we are to be a soldier and an athlete, we need to run the race and strive for mastery as a Christian. And again, if you know not Christ as your Savior, there is no race to run. First thing is first. You must be born again. Nicodemus was a ruler of the Jews. He had authority in Judaism. He was a teacher to them. Yet Christ made it clear to him that he needed first to be born again before he could even see the kingdom of God. I ask you that today. Are you one of the children of God? Have you been born from above, a spiritual rebirth, which is only through the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who died for your sin, according to the Scripture, and is risen, and he's now back in glory, the Lord of glory. May we praise his name, the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Mike Moody along with Jeff Buckles and Mark Beebe. Join us for the Two Roads and Two Destinies radio ministry next week with our Bible study program. Thank you.